Apologies for that, dear listeners, but ultimately welcoming you to this particular session on your number one talk radio station, that being Eagle FM, and this being my Sunday morning take. As we obviously start off there in terms of the discussion for this morning, yes, transitioning over from where we left off, welcoming you specifically to this session, and as we look forward to what many people would be rounding out and calling their holiday season, or specifically sort of like just citing their particular notion of saying, hey, listen, you know, I've put in the long time, the long periods, the hard effort for the year. It's probably that particular time of the year where I've just got to kick back and just rest a little bit, chill out a little bit, as well as also just enjoy myself wherever I go. However, guys, since you are, you know, lovely listeners here of Eagle FM's particular programming during the course of, well, what we always do here, being 24 hours, as well as also being talk radio, we always aim to bring you the insightful talking points and discussions as they happen, and also the ones that we actually develop for you. Now, without much further ado, we'll take a short musical break, as we always do, that introduces our particular sessions here every Sunday morning. And after that, we're coming back, heading into this morning's discussion, which is based upon a very lovely talking point that actually occurred on the, well, actually on yesterday, not today, as specifically as a point of history and, you know, this day in history scenarios. And it's a very interesting one. Well, not entirely, you know, roses and everything good, but insightful in terms of what happens specifically if you are a not-so-good leader. I'm talking about as a national leader. And everyone has it out for you, specifically after a particular war scenario has actually toppled you and created a power vacuum, and thus leads to everybody just baying for revenge against you on that scenario. We'll be back right after the short break, dear listeners, and you're on my Sunday morning take, you're on your number one talk radio station, and you're in my company all the way from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. We'll be back right after the short musical break.
It makes it easier to do. Oh, yeah, my dear. come back. Deadlessness from the engagements right there. And just citing there specifically that that is Galvi from the particular engagement or from the artists known as New Guinea. We're going to come back after a short break. Dear listeners, just hold on.
dear listeners, and just where we left off, as mentioned, the sounds there of New Guinea, and we actually start off in earnest with our discussion for this morning. Once again, citing that this is my Sunday morning take, and this is the particular scenario where we, or session between 5 and 7 a.m., where we get into some of the interesting talking points about everything history, everything geography, a little bit of science, and a little bit of everything else in between. Just to give us a clear, understanding on certain particular developments that have taken place in human history and in the natural world itself. Now, on 13 December 2005, specifically on this date, or not actually 2005, he was actually captured, 2003. Saddam Hussein was discovered and captured in the aftermath of the Iraq War, which was waged by much of the NATO nations against his administration. Now, a relatively short and concise conflict, this left potentially millions dead and many more missing as chaos obviously ensued in a combat zone immediately after the power vacuum became obvious. Now, Hussein was captured as he was hiding in a remote area, but 3 years later on, he was tried and executed. Now, the biggest question, obviously, that stems from Saddam Hussein's particular, the demise, if we can talk about the demise part of, his life, which is predominantly where we'll be focusing on, because it'll be based upon the trial and the element of whether or not the trial was actually fair against Saddam Hussein and some of his co-accused. But the question of fairness has still haunted the affairs in terms of how things were dealt with against Saddam. Now, the actual trial of the fallen Iraqi leader was more like a soap opera or a telenovela. It was mired in cheap drama and over-the-top theatrics that aimed to derail the true mission of the court. But one thing continuously also rings very long and very loudly after his execution had taken place, and that was that there have been irregular and substantially unfair treatments of the accused. Now, to any person out there that understands that courts are sanctimonious and sacred platforms that are aimed at ensuring that fairness prevails no matter what or no matter the person, and that the severity of the crimes lodged against the accused actually is dealt with in a very professional and obviously a very objective manner. Now, this is where things get interesting, because when we obviously start off on the discussions that have taken place, you first have to ask the question of, okay, so who had issues against the particular trial of Saddam Hussein? Now, the trial itself was hosted within a special tribunal, or within, well, they call it a special tribunal, that the court, the platform, the where this was, where this engagement took place. But it was a discussion that was lengthy, because it was almost an entire year that this took place. It carried on from 19 October 2005 to 21 December 2006. And much of the discussion, much of the things that pop up in the analysis, obviously after Hussein was executed, had been about developments and actions and certain particular presidential decrees that Hussein had made in the 80s, not even in the 90s, in the 80s. And much of this was based upon the charges of crimes against humanity, and as well as also other associated crimes like war crimes and genocide that date back to the 1980s. Now, Saddam Hussein was tried by the Iraqi interim government for crimes against humanity during his time in office. Now, the interim government, remember, dear listeners, were the guys that were quickly set up, obviously as Saddam was in hiding in that particular scenario, because if you guys remember, it didn't take the conflict or the war itself against Saddam and his administration wasn't for more than a month. It didn't last for more than a month, that particular conflict. But obviously, after everyone went to hiding, and Hussein and his administration decided to hide or flee or run away to somewhere else, some of the interesting things were that obviously the NATO nations decided they needed to establish some sort of an interim government to ensure that law and order and other particular functions of government still continue. Now, while obviously doing so, you have the question of whether or not the other legitimate processes of the government, for example, like the judiciary, for example, like the executive, whether or not they've got the actual mandate to actually, you know, do any sort of like meaningful actions or, be legitimate in the meaningful actions that they are appointed on. Because the word interim means short term. Like you and I understand the term, the word itself to be interim means short term. Short term does not give any format of security. Short term only identifies that, hey, these guys are just here to ensure that the boat does not sink and that the boat continues to float. Still staying on this particular course that the boat is supposed to be on. Now, if you're staying on the course, these guys are just there in an interim capacity, which obviously has to cite that said particular interim capacity means, i.e., don't rock it. Don't do anything drastic. But obviously, in the drastic manner that obviously, you know, occurred, something drastically obviously happened that had been the particular court, special tribunal for Saddam Hussein and his co-accused. Now, Saddam was captured by U.S. forces on 13 December 2003, if you guys remember back to that, and he remained in custody by the U.S. forces at Camp Cropper in Baghdad, along with 11 senior Ba'athist officials. Now, if you don't know who the Ba'athists were, that was the political party of Saddam Hussein. One of the Ba'athist officials was also his one son, Saddam Hussein's one son, who was actually the party leader in that scenario. The Ba'athist party's actual name in English is the Arab Socialist Ba'ath Party. And it's the Iraqi regional branch, because the party was sort of like a pan-Arab movement. You know, sometimes like you would view communism, like you would view socialism in their spirits. So it was the same particular sort of like pan-Arab movement scenario. And the particular attention was paid during the trial to activities in violent campaigns against the Kurds. So once again, he's clamped down against the Kurds in the north of the country. And that was during the Iran-Iraq war against the Shiites in the south of Iraq in the 1991 to 1999 scenarios, which were more like his administration trying to quell revolts. And in the Duhail or Duhail area, the Duhail is a town in a specific part of Iraq. And it was the site of the 1982 massacre in which 142 to 148 people, which included children, actually died. Now, this is, it was also the site specifically in 2008 of a bombing that also took place there. Now, the Duhail area was based upon a reaction that Saddam Hussein allegedly, I say allegedly, because obviously in the discussions that take place in some parts of the world, you know, the information is not collected as, how can I call it, sort of like religiously as in other parts. In this context of what happened in the Duhail incident in the 80s is that there was an assassination attempt. I'll also use the word allegedly on Saddam Hussein as an alleged assassination attempt. And the intelligence, the Iraqi intelligence, followed the trail specifically to that town of Duhail. And Saddam Hussein brought, you know, revenge, fire, and fury onto the town's population, specifically the massacre and a sort of like arbitrary execution of 148 people, as you heard just there. So things in the 1980s were pretty hectic, very violent, and not so, you know, not so good. So, and this particular event happened during the same period of the Iran-Iraq war. Specifically because since Iraq and Iran border onto each other, the town itself, which was north of Baghdad, and Baghdad is like, I think like almost in the middle of Iran's particular, geography. That's obviously where the capital is, would be placed. But the unique scenarios from this particular engagement was that, there was obviously a lot of distrust because Iran currently has a lot of influence in the region. Iran and Saudi Arabia in the region specifically. And obviously don't throw out the Israelis because they're obviously, also there. I mean, I would not put the Israelis of being everywhere in the Middle East region, but those were some of the core concerns, some of the core charges that Saddam Hussein was being tried on. Now, the first trial actually began before the Iraqi Special Tribunal in October of 2005, as I told you, on the 19th. Now, at this particular session of the trial, Saddam and the seven other defendants who were tried for the crimes against humanity with regard to the events that took place after the failed assassination attempt in Dujail in 1982 by members of the Islamic Dawah Party. So it was another political party that is claimed to have done this, was that a second and a separate trial then began on 21 August in 2006. And this was based upon the notion of trying Saddam and other six co-defendants for genocide during the Anfal campaign, which was against the Kurds in northern Iraq. Now, Iraq has a whole bunch of regions. They call them governorates, but they are pretty large regions in their own rights. And in many cases, there's always been a specific ethnicity within the Iraqi borders, the Turkish borders, the Syrian borders, and I think there's another country I'm missing, who has tried to have a unified country themselves, smack bang in the middle of all these particular countries. So they want territory from Turkey, they want territory from Syria, territory from Iraq, in order for them to establish their own identity, their own country by the name of Kurdistan. Now, the Turkish authorities and the Turkish government has labeled the Turkish political party that represents the Kurds in Turkey as a bad actor. And subsequently, this political entity itself has then begun sort of like staging its own particular supposed resistance movements against the Turks or the Turkish government. And as it happened recently, you can look it all up. Then you've got the second scenario of, the same particular identity also operating as a resistance movement and as a rebel group in the Syrian conflict that recently ended. Was it last year or the year before? And then you've got the weird scenario of the Kurds being in Iraq themselves. They were also facing persecution by Saddam Hussein himself when he was obviously still in power. Now, the Kurds, they're not fully Muslim. They are a different branch in terms of their religious identity. Plus also they have a very strong, desire to become autonomous and break away from mostly the Arab influenced countries, as well as also have their own particular identity because they don't recognize as Arabs. And obviously that is where much of the particular, if we can call it the hot points, stem from. Now, on 5 November of 2006, that's now the next year, just before, which was almost 2 months before, the end of that particular trial session, was obviously that Saddam was sentenced to death by hanging. So on 26 December, Saddam's appeal was rejected and the death sentence was upheld. So no further appeals were actually taken and Saddam was ordered executed within 30 days of 26 December. Now the date and the place of the execution was secret until the sentence was carried out and he was subsequently executed by hanging on 30 December 2006. With his death, all the charges were dropped against him. Now the critics of this, and this is where things actually get interesting, and that's why I made reference to the particular fairness component in the introduction of this morning's discussion, was that the critics viewed the trial as a show trial, and primarily that it did not meet the international standards on the right to a fair trial. Now that's the reason why in the starting point where I just gave you that particular summary of what was the biggest bane, why are we talking about this particular trial here this particular morning? At the heart of that was the question and the discussion of fairness and what this, how this particular fairness element was being conducted or was being delivered or was being exercised. So we will get into the fairness component in the second half of this morning's discussion, primarily because it helps to frame the particular discussions, obviously, that take place. Remember, this is not the first time that such particular tribunals have taken place. There's obviously the very famous Nuremberg trials, or Nuremberg trials that took place right after the Second World War, specifically charging high-ranking former German military representatives, German military and political representatives of the failed Austrian painter's particular regime back then. And obviously it gives a particular indication in terms of that, as for those of us that have had law subjects, doesn't matter what you've studied, if you've had a basic introductory exercise of law within the discipline that you were studying for, you obviously would have engaged with a lecturer that technically is a practicing lawyer, and that particular individual would have stressed it to you, the aim of the courts. The courts are not there to be used as mechanisms to try and drive a specific agenda, but rather that they are there to find, if it's a civil matter, what the reason as to why the parties are in dispute and why there is a court case. And if it's a criminal matter, specifically, they know who the parties are. Because in many cases, if it's a criminal matter, it would be the state taking on the accused person, entity, party, or whatever. Now, since I laid out just that basic summary there for you, the indication from what happened in Saddam Hussein's trial, and yes, Saddam Hussein, I have to admit, guys, was not and is not and had never was anyone's cup of tea. He never was. He never was. Let's not beat about the bush. He was not anyone's cup of tea. Specifically, if you've heard the very, very bad things that one of his sons committed when he was president. It's not anyone's cup of tea specifically in a scenario of trying to imagine what life was like, during the reign of Saddam Hussein. However, obviously you don't hear anything today of Iraq. Besides the other news that, Iraq was also sort of like the birthplace for the ISIS, terror group, which obviously popped up between Syria and Iraq, because Syria and Iraq border onto each other. Now, just citing some of the accusations that obviously stemmed through from the fairness component of Saddam Hussein's particular trial was that Amnesty International at the time stated that there was, that the trial was unfair and that Human Rights, the other organization, themselves also judged that Saddam's execution follows a flawed trial and marks a significant step away from the rule of law in Iraq. And as I mentioned, this was all conducted by an interim government. Now, several months before the trial took place, Salem Chalabi, who was the former head of the Iraqi special tribunal, which was established to try Hussein, accused the interim Iraqi prime minister at the time, Iyad Alawi, of pushing for a hasty show trial and execution, stating, "Show trials followed by speedy executions may help the interim government politically in the short term, but it will be counterproductive for the development of democracy and the rule of law in Iraq in the long term." Now, Salem Chalabi, is, you know, he's, because he was a British and American educated lawyer, but he was an Iraqi, he was appointed as the first general director of the Iraqi Special Tribunal, the specific tribunal that obviously was set up to try the, Saddam Hussein and his co-accused. And he himself obviously was unhappy with how the particular developments were going on, and specifically that the Prime Minister was obviously trying to push for a speedy political show game to take place. Now, just on that particular note, dear listeners, we're going to be taking a short musical break. After the break, we'll come back, dear listeners, heading into, well, it'll first help us get to the top of the hour, and after that, we will be getting into the second half, looking at specifically the major concerns that stemmed from the discussion of Saddam Hussein's trial. We'll be back right after this, and this is my Sunday morning take here on your number one talk radio station, that being Eagle FM.
You're the ruler of my heart. We'll be right back.
Coming back there, dear listeners, yes, from the
start. Tu vi kwini wambia, tu wukona winima, tu vi kwini manu, wakucha oprohama data irapeni. Hai, nga shio, ura diya ita ipopiokhera, ngini, nda wubisiko shi inai. Arubzo maudiu, garipo katike peni.
Heineken's iconic balanced taste. That gives you that refreshing first, only made possible by Heineken's five-star credentials. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Omutiha with the Kirokaguna, Imatina, Omjo. She calls a fat and anana, longishifa, ya, she became what she wanna. Ia moyao, or tango got to some money. Anagishifa, ya Namibia, on the Tombanawa, or Jika. The Ethanina, Omeguro, Nidanitoma, Yue, Yongishifa, Yokupitramo, Eagle FM Media House. We 20 Meneha, Uka Kombanga Nina. Kara umpashi fregi uimopo yo mo programa deto mo ambo dengira soma kodara heta tuimu datunda tu heari jamano tano o ambiachi Eagle FM so I
get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM the I.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Yeah. O no digo no maruje por el moca que tiene. A no tagas mejor. De cuajara, ne a jocar un cambiar y pon bada. Debo me dar una tanguita o cahuepo. Este grupo ande no amue, tamo hija tampoco envía moja. O ya no, Shiri. O tu te amo. Este popi. Este popi. O no digo un asilo de carapo. Tan candrapo, no digo un gueripo.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, tiene como mejor el programa tú. O programa de tú. Está de tu pomarongo. Programa de tú. Va a tener a pie tipo Uanawa. Está diciendo que el programa de tú no está dinámico. Dati ONG, akarakara na yakupepo. Kazeko. Bambia y pombada. Hano, baeshi kwete nawa. O. kisikucha ukutamekira pambada oshana wanini ukutamekira pebi itantameke mwito ngepo nene upo mwini ngaze kwa oshatashika oshana wa Anto mwete kucha itafiki pompa pena karumi itafiki pake. Nandu kwenye, aya tuka kwenye, tuka kwenye wakantana mwenye wana kwenye, itafiki pona ndi nandu. Nde, upotaka apithi menikiru wama. Otushiki kucha kome waka kuna mwene shiri. Ndo ulu nje, ili meimene tango, ota ipetele o maudiu, ota ipetele o maujepo. Wakara uka kwenye, ongwengwi, anu ota ipeni peni, konkukadi waposhinda shinya cha cha cha. Ongwengwi toka pulo maliko. Ongwengwi toka pewinima, toka ginima, wanuire washo. Wanuire. Oku zamono. Ouli mudiwa. Oimange ito shiburu. Shetha. Oimange kashaeni. Shetha. Kikaisho zimo jeni. Shetha. Orunja tulonda kanini makaisi ya mazimo vetuene. Kaisi ya ye ni nando kuri. Ndewa tulonda kananzo. Ushitu mungira. Nenge. Ushitu mungira ushipipo. Ushitaka atuvesho. Ushitaka atuvesho. Kucha. Utashirongo tu. Nengo ngi. Ae. Iwa. Pamoshi nga mwenjiru. Pamonda puka. Ndaka umita puku lanju. Si? Ndaka umita puku. Ncha ae. Shole toko pili. Oshiri mwenjira. Nika shiri mwenjira. Cioè, dimmi com'è con la smusica. Ya. Usuat po piso. Cioè, atu ningini ningini. Aholica. Atu ningini ningini. Ojete tu mangurura kini meriwa. Ojete tu mangurura. Pame. Kavuru kuyama. Eto mbingawe. Kuchaye. Nushu vitengini.
Six. kutseka igogoda lepiano angazi.
Ubani?
Wespeteba.
Ubani?
Hoyza. Hoyza.
Sodio no bajo más de cuatro mejor, a lo que no de una tonel, moca y de poca tiquetini. Un turno cuatro andas que andan lady, mene, un lady que andan, un pesen de otro. Te lo que un tondaje que nace cuninga y que nace una punación ninga la tango. Un montón tan dicho que cuya cuenta. Qué joder un pesen de mo. Eno, ya si paco, pucha. Antu un embaujore. Kater no cambandarane, un juguicento no canto y a muir en la tango. Genguek un jore, meka mwikwere na ye na ipu mbua uganji na tango ikuwa mwiko mwantu ya mwiri upo anyo meka akareni mwikwere so mwa nando zimba tuliko radio pero mwe kukwereki nde mwe kukwereki ya shawea kwa radio ashiru kipate na kuipate na kuli makuna shi kena shi wuninga kena shi kuninga ni kuna shi wuninga nande nande mwadhi mwa mwagari kwa mbadayu na tango tuka leni mwakatike tweni otuna na tango unu na tweni enji ya shango makona akono ya mwina pita ya mwina pita ya dopa ndoka na hunge kuha watakati wanako wakua kwa chino nashi itashiro ngo shake peki mariwaya ya maazi pomoku itaiki mangereka sepumbi wa shiri jineshi pambi nipopu wapa nashika hapa mkaro wakunyenyeta Oshuvi sana nshiri unaumina ukawa kuilongai kena ndinande ungu ashike tokonjisa ashike ndetu nantu tanyi avalita anyeteru unu nao ndenge kamunya atiwa ndenge anyeteru mtenya uka sikuwa uka numarako mainai Ushapumbu watu. Pamu. Ushapumbu watu akuriki. Udopa. Kapa mpaka wakamu na kadope ninge. Kate kuru kadope ningo kafamilike kadope shiri. Kapa nungo shikara. Nde onjira ya tukusa onjira imwiri taetiro kana yudibu na tango wawe bako kwa mkena na kwa mkena na aisi kutene Otuna leo mikunda yeye kama mkunda ndeku. Ebu mboja anga dini yeye antu bakeri hola iki. Ando nono family yeye kiki hola iki. Umomo ya adamu mkunda muka na tango. Dini ya pumbwa iki nande nande. Otuna o mikunda dimwe. Ndo muna ike o familia imwe ungali. O ashika eta mwudi umo mikunda. O familia ike imwe. Ezi mwa ike imwe nige pata dime imo. Udo ashika eta aji eta mwudi umo. Mwukunda wenimu. Ojo ashiki. E mboja ngadi. Yungata ipopiwa. Kari nambiri. Ndani mbono ai ningina yoyene na tango. Paifu wakala ni hata lako yoyene mikunda kuchara. Toti koshike. Anbono ezimo limwe. Nanjuye popo katika yo my friend. Otozi pa hiko ndapo. Anbono akandropi kumikundu dawa yene. Na akandropi kumikundu dawa yene. Otoka makuje wantae antwa ehema. Toka makuje nini? Ehema. Toka makuje. Oshike wele tainye mba. Mba matoka ya vura mwenye mkunda. Nenge kapatashu. Nenge mwenye oshipundi neyo mwenye oshikanjo. Ite avuru. Ive neno nungpanyi wa nengo hamba yomo shitundamu. Ashiku kite avuru nande nande. ngero ta kandira po mkundu wa wene tashibulike abulike ndengo inye mba wene utaya tamekele pemu utune antu ya yamu mikunda takongo makara ndoe tea taspainga takogoro ya mpakara Ushitu mungira. Mangati ipopi, mangita mungipopi. Mungipishi pe itala tainingwa. Kuza nare atoputuka ini matainingwa. Nesuba matainingwa. Kunda uri pashike unashike mbori moja tseari vure mambo. Kuchu nona kucha epokati kucha akumu ndumba elimo. Oyashiketa chakareke, oyashiketa popiwa. Mukani munu yungata popiwa membomu. Omonga ndipa wiko mboma usiku. Omonga muna antu ya chacha. Omonga muna antu ya tambo mbupota hapo imariwa anu ya kongo makara. Ya apitireko kapatashu. Apitire kwa mbea nende limo mipu ndiye komiti mbea kota apitire huu. Uyongata akonjo pundi ngosho. Uyongai nomara kawa honga. Yekulo mbuna kuja mkunda ngunowe papo kukuku. Kukuku kuliye peni paifu. Mwudhigu. Mwudhigu kwa iki. Shake penu udhigu na wakapoka uliko kule. Shoshe ndi itapoka maana na kucha. Alpo pishina sha. Nuru kepo mu Namibia. Mwuru kepo wa masa hatu weteni. Tupo tseni wani. Tunipo stafra. Tapima ngururini. Mami kunda na tuka yetu nambiri. Mwa ungerika na tuka yetu nambiri. Oka kaiwa yota hiko ungerika. Ndeo eno hapu ya kwa telo hapu. Doma ambogo ya kwa komeko. Yoi hiko mekuya ata mekene ima imbiro hui. Ungerika. Kwa yota kwa mekome imbiro. Ndeja shuna kembo. Ahi moshipashi mwishiri. Yutotinko shipasa shimbongo nenge. Mwuru ala wa shimbongo neno. Umoshike ya shimbu, kati kuchoshike, atushitumbula shiri ngini. Ota atondoka nini mayandu. Haye, mkazi, ukui kuthepunda. Numaeni ushani mbama hito shipopi. Mende ukui kuthepunda, no? Tapo wikuhushi, maramanja wa shiri mbama hiyo shipopi. Mwishiri, omwishiri mwaka tiketweni. Mwongerika mwungula netu, anu mwanetu na maitaro kakura, mwanetu hatuka, atakele sutine. Mwanetu ya hatu tata ulikoramu. Unjupa hatu tata ulani. Tupopi, tafata utu yomiti po maziko. Atupopi, wafatuma, kafupe. Oshitu mwengira kwalike. Oshiringa mwengira shono. Ae, ngiko papumbu wa shanga po kati wako. Tetu papumbu wa shanga. Putuka ndulipo mwiku ndo jiringa. Tukarenga atuwa kukunyako, nyongita todikusa po adike. Tujeni mwadhiwa. Moturi mu atu ya alumentu ta ya Kongo beda alumentu hapo.
no matter where you are. If you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Omotiha with the Kirokaguna, E. Matina, Omjo. She calls a fat and anana, longish fa, ya, she became what she wanna. E. Moyao, or Tango got some money. Ana de Sifa, Yanamibia, on the Tom Banara, or Jika. Faith and Nina, Omeguro, need any toma,
expression without fear of favor.
Omotiha with the Kirokaguna, E. Matina, Omjo. She calls a fat and anana, longish fa, ya, she became what she wanna. E. Moyao, or Tango got some money. Ana de Sifa, Yanamibia, on the Tom Banara, or Jika. Faith and Nina, Omeguro, Nida Ditoma, Yue, Longish Fayo Kupitramo, Eagle FM Media House. We 20 Meneha Uka Kombanga Nina. Kara omkwashi pareki wimopo yomo programa letu. Moambo dengira selma konara heta timu. Datu datu heari hamano tano o ambiyaj. Ikele fem. So ay.
Na tiyo mejo no programa ito. Adu yomo dibu. Yomo rujepo de mochi o mochi peni. Yomo sa tu heta tene. O. Tuna. Anto ingita nyanga dara. Yaka kweta pumo wanawa. De, hatu ya atame kishe pe etape atire mdu bonatango. Onkul kadiwa enta karandiza, ningun saan enta karandiza, hatu tame kishe eta, tu no mdu boko mwenyo. Indu ndaibu ka tarongire mbo jeni. Otate waeni, omeme waeni. Tarongire mbo jaini. De, Shotoka prakena, shotoka tala. Musa nukunu ndubono kukadi. Nengu kanukunu ndubono samani. Natango lukepo, akwetemi. Natango, ini hatu shitha na shikana. Imburu mangane, chashi, oshimburu manarenga oshi kwa, shi karekila shushene. So ya nditi kucha, ondubo kainamberewa. Kainegumbo. Kaina tara, kaina auto, kaina property. Ndipo kaina ashi inangande nande. Kaina ngereka, kaina ngudio politika. Kaina shitunda shio mithiru wakaro na tango. Ndipo nganyo alpupienyo. Shosho andipo pia nditi, andopari omaso haga tarika. Kuchangu na kwasi koshiki. Wenja atamu na kuchaya, nguna kwasi wake kondubo ene, ya eni, opuo. Mpita kosa mani. Keri mondu takafuru kondutu. Otafuru kondutu. Kumpao. Tapefo minga nawa, nengeta ningi nawa, ngeta shiapu ilonga ye. Talandisa, no marandisi la ugegeri nawa. O ini mahecha ngote itareni atuhene. Opish. kunashito kusapo ngokunashito etapo nande nande ayikopo elinale yafika manani tupo pya ondubo ondubo inomuno nushona uja anuno ushona tomona kucha kanono kena ndubo kitaka popina po kitaka otuli ni modewo ahorike tutale ni tali tushini ni ulibesa kashona ike tushini ni konima kashona ndatu apare keni inima etumbi api apare keni kajana wanandena kairina wa kairina wa nando tu kama udi wa mwagari mwakati kipende kucho mitunda mikanjo mipundi mwamikunda mwongereka mwongesefa mwapolotika udi wa mwagari na mwamanene ni nukuli kei tokozo wa kawuka nisa kumwenye wa mponi medi na ikijo joshima wa inoshipanda wa kawuka nisa kumwenye wa mponi ningo kama kuse kono kumbada hivina kuli ya mwaya kambada la kushini ingana lena kuli tujeni mwadewa tukambada lini tulongeni iwanawa tukambada lini tuanige mapuko tukambada lini tuvasani tukana tupopsini omazi mwita wubasana mune kia mwaya takalana shiki nakala kulongolo kwa kwa o itu ndangashi tuine ningi ambara ushia komisi wakaro antwae kwa hapo pia wili mwe nonande muna uuni mpota pota ushona ya utukume misi uwana ndo dhu kwa mbina enda nganjira nengo dhando na hindi kwa nyamani ambara ndo nganga zambanja muna uuni mushona kakere ove tapa ifo dafatana ndo pene mutazi peni kwa shitunda hanuma kucha dhando ngo warundu kaga mani ninga kwa nyamu warundu kama ninga ambanji warundu kama ninga kwa mbia warundu kama ninga nganji warundu kama ninga kwa akwaruthi warundu kama ninga kwa nga warundu kama antae kimo na topo psa shikontu umweki una topo nganjira topo psa kondonga una topo ndonga topo psa kwa nyama una topo kwa nyama topo psa kwa mbi unapun kwa ndiyo kwa ngangira unapun kazi kwa ndiyo kwa ngangira non kwa ndi non balance non balance mapante wa aunda kwa mbinga yi ntopeno mwe afatea tafimi nike o shitundasho kongudi aningiwe nga shahara ushiro mshino shino beta dilipo dukiria nale pyo dukiria shiki nde ashuri kwa se pakatu di te po tene ashuri katuna ya mwe ina omadhila dhilo za changao una topo psa wambo miku kwa di ketatu nenge kiyari kwa hindi kwa tira mwashiki topi ya kondu mwiki tayo kwa wintala kucho ndonga ndo ntuko nyo kwa mja ashike kudale lale abi kwa wintala kucha o topi nyo kwa nyamande o ntuko nyo mbala nto ashike siyo kile na wano una tuningendo kwa mkwa changei landu la tango ontungo ndeto ike zumoje ndeto iko DNA ni nga shpetune DNA ipa ifinga tashi wiko ndungo na mwanyo kwa shikina tango Akolike tu kuthi po maudi wa changao, tu kambiri po maudi wa changao. Da pe tipo mawana watagatu mashiwana. Rono etepo yo shirongo. Ngere mu pa nyamu mwere obeta taiti 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 taiti. Oshikuno ke tepo anua ungu wakani ngane umbo kwa nyama ungu wakaru tepo ere oja tu. Oja da kujuli ngashidide. Kuchoku kwambi akondonga. Maudi aduwe ngere mkati kepeni. Anti ta cosa. Inya ha cosa. No me digo a chanao. Estoy en tu tuido en guita tocando lipo. Nengo estoy en piro en guita en la que tu vas farega de conejo. Ya. Tu nene no debo en llegar a tu cutum y tu cundo quida. Tapo un poco guacando lapo. Tapo un poco de nuevo. Nuevo agota tu guacando lipo. Pambiri. Ya. Tu no me debo en llegar a tu para. Ne tu tarera, tapumba ukulanga, tukuthi polo, jepolo, muna mbia. Tapumba ni ikuja. Lito ada, oni lito ada, antu ta popita, dibeta, nenge ta patana, shinasha ni ikuja, muna mbia. Tuwebeke, eida ta patana, apolo tika iku. Nenge ta patana, shikemba ini my range. Ne ta patana, baya ya mbangurota, hata popomba. Este puede cuya. Ay. Oye, está ahí. Capena usted de culo, hombre. Ninguna pone usted a la data. Y el momo, la data, papi, y el merino. Ah, yo no hay ahora. Otro nene, o por llegar de Limachirongo. No tengo para punto a tu compañero miedo, cuya. Por llegar en la tarde, hasta de un otro de la tarde, la peli, tu compañero mierda da la nombre de esto. Esta es tu pomo mierda. Tu compañero más, o mierda, da alegría de tu pomo mierda, acá. De esta es tu nombre. Si estás en un momento, un dao, está de la vida, este es por allí, cuya. Oye, a tu popi. Gerita tu presión o se tiene en la mía. Oyete que tu popsa. Se neguita tu popi. Utate que la ye que es popsa. No ye a tu catumaco a cale de tu cale de. Gerese en opinión. Utate que le han bueno y uriqua ya caningue o a caripo de tu anamibia pirongo ponje. Y este treco. Uanao, mu anao. Oenjino curetunaco anambia y ponje shirongo. Yamuchilla mongurka y nagaru kirako. Pata canceni o si wana sheteni, ninco pata canceni o namibieni. Kaipitiremo maakare lipo yetu mboeri kilongo mwurio. Nye eta tutungenye shirongo shepeni. Shepeni. Oye nji oya tondo untu pa umu, oye nji pa umwene. Nde totondo no shirongo shwe. Nafawa ningasha kaya. Galukira mbepoene galukira. Tan patatana cari poto ponyo shirongo monai ponyo shirongo. Tan kunda sana kucha. tiko fabrika wanga di mbaidi mwona mwushi wangu mwuri tita yamu nambia mtailongo anta halongo leta akupa leta tamyoshi maru wa leta mwya ili kwa leta liyambu kapopu mbada oshula yaka no patumwa akarepo yatu akarepo nji yakari na kwa tasano nilongo imuiri pambiri yetipo marandi tatano gari nao kuchoma o kampani de maruseno tabia o kampani useno tuna ikambala o kampani imwa ike mwana mibia yoruseno o shige ta hitimbi tukture nando kampani ime ko pokati ko kara ko kiet manzano au suru ape o pena e jara e wana wano kutura o maruseno kuchano sola Nenge o maruseno tagetopo puto kamba ni mwiri ndeta puo maruseno osi wana ya maruseno almano apu bano kwa challenge opo ya ganjo maya kurogeri nao njanpini kucha opo ayiko kamba nili mo Nena, atuka dopa. Tunantu ya rungwa hiji mwana mibiamu. Kashirenga ishari naeka. Weji ya rungwa. Tukona kone nipe tipu ironga. Netu kereka nuwa amino no polisi nenge ondorongo do dikutano. Nipangelo. Aye, tuna uwezi nja tuuruku ningeni. Tukona koneni, peteni, ini mapu mwere. Tueni umarungu la mbatu viteko. Nda petipo shata shivuku tungo shuwa na shetu, shanambia.
Omutiha utekiro kaguna ii matina omjo. Chikawa shafaa sana nana longi shifaa ya eshiwike moshuwana. Iye moya wo. Ota ingongo tisamweni. Anageshifa ya Namibia. Ombitombwa na wa onjika. Seisa nina omayaguro nilanditoma yoye. Yongeshifa yoye kupitiramo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimopo yomo programa letu. Moambo dengira selma. Onaraje takimu. Datu ndatu heari jamano tano. Oneyaji. Eagle FM. Zohaya.
Ya mwe tatundo igirefema. Igirefema yiku ningashikembera. Ngeo soo wa mwule, etatuina ngwe mwule. Aye, kainashi yiku ninga. Umuite nifege kuferendewe. Ndikirefema kainashi yiku ninga nende nende. Iyo kainashi ya ninga ferendewe. Atu konjo no nanyira ninga kutwangini
Heineken's iconic balanced taste that gives you that refreshing first only made possible by Heineken's 5-star credentials not for persons under the age of 18 enjoy responsibly
get social with us on
uyo shiringa atopi o maudunga tiri mukati ke 20 Maudi orange. Orange. Utuna. Ofara madiri moshirongo. Ya mwaya ningo marago. Ya pewa. Ofara makipangero. Ya mwaya ningo marago. Ya lando ofara makuyoene. Nengo watara ofarama ime netama eke jojeno jokari mama farama nongo bewa kaima ikhara shiri opa umwene nandika kuya pini maapa umwene kakele omuna ya mwetari rine ya khara kupewa makhara ya longire ndita ega pewa ponopo nejno kukula kucha Si pipo sa nawa. Beata ya mukuna ke ojete ya mukura na tango ya mono mahara opoya longe ya tule manandi imati ya onenge ya tule manando onjukwa nenge ya kaitara nito maigao nenge ya tule mo imona manga peno mahara ga patpashki kerimu gamo nukuri wa eno erika kairimu mshirongamu eriko ndowisho, eriko australia, eriko amerika, eriko uk eriko france.
Hello, de que goto tarana wa katika uruma utitaka nanditi komandi dakalongira ko itakalongira ko koshike ko halori ko halori fama titak fara kwa no kinasha no mahororo de tateka uruma nge goto taro fara manjono ufara manjo nungo kwa liyafu tufara maepo wa on Namibia ushiringi noto tiae epangiru alirongo tiro oto tara kutia muna oinguru oinguri konuta marketinga oinguru dele oinguru vyo hili mo 20,000 kweto tala ne kucha unungono mesiku kehike mesiku amuzo iguru ili 600 tayi peni tayi mshuwana anu ta karandifa malase anamibia hipe ivina ote ivina kucha unungue geta pule halatati ya kwetwe unda halofara manjino nditule muna nde oshikuni no ikinga ashonu mbashonga didi panu oilonga ehala di hori poaka umwa si hori perwa shashonu wala lehala unumu kwa pezero anu kupezo haa kutia oh paefeke umwa adika ninga shiki ya ndiko uge na deha nja iturapo nandoka kakunino kange anu ita hazukota abitu wapo ngoma tamane nyanga anu iha ya aliko stola paise ihala njo anu iha apua omahala tateka uru padishina nakutia omahala ota apua anu mba fape ni hano epuro yange zi kutia ota apua anu mba eriga ipi omba oshipa shipi mara numike eno ya mwe akonjire manguruko ya uwire vidi ndiro wonga ihapoe omahala omahala utapoa handi mwe maakuteke po ima mo ondahala eitha ngege pangira otalishipitika kama andi shitokola andi tioma yuvo ya gea mimwene ii andi ti mutu na shiningwe mongula anditi komba yugo geno nga yangi kutia akwetu geno nga yenango fara monene ae pangiro litare ponga kutia nkwetu e unango fara monene njino ushiri na iende nga apokati akwetu yamo ya mone konga undete kutia sono ushiri ashikaronga shashika mwono kutia ae nani mbole pangiro alirongo unoto hango nena ofarama nde roto yende okuizi ngoro kagehi uto yende ewi zirimbali nge roto yende ke mazi okuizi ngoro kopu isha kene kina napo mwero mpwazo uno kuenda po ewi zirimbali nge ewi zirinatu ofarama njono kaisho nene eh? Wini mwene ito polo pokati ano ko to na ari ari ko nga ko ko no oshiro ai se ano ya ti ke faram e nene hm nando no akara futa yo yangu ta ka futa ne eta ti ne gutia e disho aro futo si maro ase si ke mano e tambura ko no si pamburi ko so e hino si o si morte si kufako un dia te gutia pamwe ape ashikal Angi kisa pata teka uno no unangi pe puro mo.
Ai ki no puro yo so.
Ya. Ukuti ko oshima osha pumbo kutaru ruwa sha shi pe fe kande te kutatu ningi kai pega. E fara mo hape ende fa o fara mo nene. Marongo na mbi o sita ti ako to nda ara ponga pa shi. E fara ma ki mo ba pumbo kutaru ruwa da teka uro. Mo shi di ke so en. Hm? Pesa no ta ipen. Anu ka ena mata ari. Gego hata laiko efara mapa ise voka ko konaku ise banoko noko harori huno ukarira me efara mabene nemo oshiri totala ika nungwe ne efara ma oto ipura ne eto tipa son nungye no efara ma ifike mano oko ifuta mutu ingapi imaduwa mutu mbio kwa yuka pene Hai, na puni ko on erun duru komo. Ante guri de mata te kaurum.
Kalu pa ngado kum.
Okay.
Ewa. Kapura kena. Kapura kena. Kapura kena. Tipu kwa koshiwana. Yeah. Tete nambio kuno mirando ya bemba shiwana ne ya mwayani ni ya kukonjitha ne nde ita piti poe ndere pa mwano mirando ndero da pumbio unu ya kutariyo kuchombo pa mwano farama nungo pa mwane kara akarongere shuno wa pumbwa tete Natango utipu mbweni. Papu mbwa sana. Tatuimu. Tatupu pjeni. Tatuimu igongi. Tatu ningeni shapu mbwa. Potushe tipu. Shifatuluwe na wa. Kucha. Shwana shitashkea. Tashika ni nguwa ngini. Ngepena ntue no maharo manene. Ya mwita igara ngita. O. Ima shino oshiri osensifa nai. Shino ochu. Oshima shino ukwenge. Una tapupua ofarama. Nengi tapupua e boda. O nga badetu. Ini maidi yari. Kino kipo pia tunu. Atuka tunu ukwenge kwa mwenye detweni. No madira dero detweni. Tua inukira hike tunukire mwa hike ndee jambu tulima utulima nale maguru wakesho. Tue ndiri iku na wano wanombiri. O nakusa nekari ya mpingana. So ita akonjire toso. O ita akonjire hike. Ta akonjire ushiro mwisho. O enji ya kaya kombada. O ita akonjire hike. Ushiro mwisho. Inimacha ngotino kuikwatano wa. O siwana hangaye te kwa meke. Uni no sinyasa. O moshiri. E tashitala kucha. Na shikita shikani mbako ni komeko. Shapumbwa shikari waku. Kuna mba taya tapo pinayo nale kucha. Pwetu tuningenisho mbano shongadi. Ini meyari. Dababini ukwenge top toy popi. Itai popi na ushimane poshashi oshina oshinji oshino shinji shino shinji kwa nima Robert Mugabe mwenye na uvuko na mbili presidente ya Zimbabwe ya ningile pongamba dara imwe unene itai kufa kwa farama itai diganja kwa kwa shiwana shimoshiri ya mwenji ya njiri tarazi babu mankara mweli pefe shashi osha umi irumbu kuma uloi nena shino karashi ya etira sopa ifingi mwene mwezi babu mwene mwezi jikiradirimu sopa ifingi azwa banga biyari mwana mbiya nengeni mwa South Africa nengeni koyu keino kuli irongo ikita tetumbura manga yanga piri mu Namibia, yanga piri mu South Africa, yanga piri Zimbabwe, yanga piri kwa UK. Irongo ili tatunda didi lika kucha omunazi mwapoye jiri milongozo. Inuambino, inu kuwa nao mwule, mwunda sana, unene mbae uvite kucho taitingeni. Ngeupe idhanine, atu kia deni komba, dao msinda umawiri. Gepa imona no magua yake
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270.
Coming back from that musical break, dear listeners, as mentioned, this brings us to the end of this morning session of my Sunday Morning Take. Well, as always, dear listeners, this is how we introduce you to your Sunday Morning Sessions for the rest of your programming in our company. Do stay tuned, and let's see each other again same time, same place next week. Alternatively, during the course of the week, you know where you can catch me on your number one talk radio station, that being Eagle FM. Enjoy the rest of your morning. Enjoy to have at least, go through your breakfast. The sun's out. Lovely, lovely, lovely. And giving us a little bit of a reprieve from the heavy rainfall we've experienced so far in the capital. But wherever you find yourself, if there is rain, do cherish it. And also, let's look forward to a sort of like the coming week, which tends to sort of like lead to the winding up of affairs just before the holiday season. And on that note, dear listeners, enjoy the rest of your company, or enjoy the rest of your programming, sorry, in our company. You're now listening to My Sunday Morning Take, the show where we dive into everything history, everything geography, a little bit of science, and everything else in between to help you make sense of how it works around you. From 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday.
Want to take a trip through history's major events or explore interesting geographical features and even some interesting scientific developments? Well, join us on My Sunday Morning Take every Sunday morning from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. where we look into everything history, everything geography, a little bit of science and everything else to help you understand what is happening in the world.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.